Blog Talk Radio.
Hey yo, this is your sexy announcer, Chuck Blandington. Did you all see the Super Bowl halftime show? What a completely inaccurate depiction of robots. Actually, Slash was pretty damn robotic, but otherwise it wasn't even close. P.S. Fergie is a pig.
What?
Fergie's
wow.
A pig. What do you all feel about that? Do you think she's unattractive?
Nah. Oh, God.
Chuck Blandington with some strong feelings about Fergie.
If she was a lady who worked on my floor, I'd think she was hot. But for somebody who's really, really crazy famous...
I completely agree with that. I think she's... You know, there's a different sliding scale for hotness.
Yeah. If she was like a receptionist at the dentist's office.
I think it looks like her face got ran over by a bulldozer.
No,
or she's slightly beastly. I agree.
But we're known by a bulldozer. That's a little hard.
I don't know, a bulldozer. Maybe like hit in the face with a chair.
Her face is way too bumpy to have been run over by a bulldozer.
No way. It's like flattened.
I don't know.
I definitely feel like her face doesn't move. Like
quite
her cheeks
bulbous.
Don't move.
I really think she's just like not bad looking at all on the face. I think she's just plain. She's not gorgeous. But
yeah.
She's not hideously ugly.
Big fake hands.
She's talentless. But
fake hands? What do
fake
you mean?
Fake cans.
Oh. Cans. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well. That goes without saying. But if you're going to play the superb old, then, you know, you should
get a face transplant.
Super old.
I was making fun of the way Chuck said it.
Oh.
He said the superb old.
He didn't do a really good job introducing us, though.
Well,
he didn't say, now here's the show or anything like that.
He's all about Chuck, you know.
He's over it.
He was pretty upset about the Super Bowl, actually, that he couldn't even bring himself to introduce us, but here we are.
Oh, he's a steel. He's made out of steel. He's a Steelers.
Oh, that makes
sense. Makes sense. Yeah.
That makes sense.
All right.
So we have a great show for you today, in the sense that we have no guests lined up.
Just
so
us,
there's,
baby.
There's no one to stand us up.
We can't spoil the listeners. I feel we can't.
Yeah,
give them
we
got to
take a week
all
off.
The time.
Yeah, if we give them great interviews like Seth Putnam last week all the time, then they'll just get spoiled as hell.
Yeah.
That awkward silence was in honor of last week's interview.
I thought it was a great interview.
I thought it
was
fine. When I listened back, it didn't feel as awkward as it felt in the room.
It didn't feel awkward at all for me. Maybe for you guys, because you're just socially awkward.
Yeah, you didn't really care.
I really didn't. I asked him what was up with that cancer deal.
Yeah, what was up with that coma?
Coma, sorry.
He had cancer too?
Yeah.
Who knows, maybe. But I love that he woke up from a... hangover after doing math. That was nice.
That was nice. Is it confirmed that it was math?
I mean, I've pretty much deduced it since he said it was his favorite drug.
No, it's true.
And he said he was up for days.
Maybe he had spent those days trying to figure out what his favorite drug was, so he did all of them.
I don't know anybody who's up for days doing heroin. I feel like you take some naps in between during heroin. You
heroin?
Know?
The needle hits your arm.
Unless you're on speed at the same time.
Oh, do a little speed.
No, then you're normal. They counteract each other.
Oh, okay. So then you take some LSD.
No, actually, they don't counteract each other. What they do is they just remove all the drowsiness. The speed takes care of the drowsiness, and your heart is like, which way do I go? Which way do I go? And then it explodes.
Oh.
Wah, wah.
It's pleasant.
Drugs.
So, Noah, you were just telling us that you have found a product that you spray into the toilet bowl before you shit, and it prevents it from stinking up the room. Is that true?
Yes. I was offered this at work for free. Someone sent it to the show.
Were they trying to give you a hint?
It's called Poo-pourri.
Oh,
and I had to take it because of Wednesdays when you guys use my bathroom.
Can I just say for the record?
I've never pooped here.
I've never.
Yeah, I've tried, but
well,
I've
definitely pooped here, but not like religiously.
I've never.
Not weekly.
I've never once pooped here. I only urinated one time in this.
Well,
house.
Now you may poop since I have a spray that you're supposed to. You're supposed to spray it into the toilet water before you poop, so that when you poo, it smells like flowers.
I can't imagine how that's scientifically valid, that would work. How
I've tried it. It works.
But you don't. Maybe your poop isn't that bad.
It's bad.
No,
but how does it? Like, all right, does it say how it works?
Okay, it says shake well, lift thrown. Toilet
throne.
In parentheses.
Oh, right. That's what Noah calls her toilet. Isn't
yes.
It? I must poop on my throne tonight.
Spray directly onto the surface water until well covered, 4 to 6 sprays. Oh, I didn't spray that
yeah,
much.
I think it makes a mask on the water, so when the poo goes through the water, it stays under.
Proceed to use throne as usual. Now, my question when I got this, I was like, but what if it splashes or something? You know, is this dangerous?
Like,
I don't need to get a diaper rash or something
like
that.
Oh, like it would
that.
Hit your cheeks and... burn you
how violent are your dumps? So there's water that's like flying back up. Like
no, sometimes it splashes. What, you've never been splashed?
No.
The water comes up really high in my toilet.
Oh.
Or maybe it's just that your pussy lips hang really low.
I didn't say it splashes on my pussy lips.
But you did not say it.
They're just like elephant ears hanging in the fucking
thing. Yeah.
What is going on in that bathroom?
So like... I don't know. So you said you try to really prevent it.
Yes.
No smell at all. What does it smell like? Like flowery?
It actually smells like man's cologne.
Oh,
more.
Nice.
So it's for the gentleman.
But do you fart when you dump?
Maybe before. What, like
so
like
that,
during the
so
act?
How
of?
Does that stop the smell of your...
Okay, this before you go spray is made with a blend of eucalyptus, spearmint, and natural essential oils. This proprietary blend creates a film on the surface of the water, blocking any unpleasant smells before they begin.
I should be a scientist.
Sean, did you invent this?
Maybe.
And it also comes with a charm, I just realized, with a little crown. Sean, do you want to wear this on your head?
Please. Thank you.
By the way, Shankletown says, "Do you fart when you dump?" is the name of the new Amure album.
Uh-oh. Oh, New Amure. Speaking of New Amure.
I was going to say, we're going to listen to
you're
that.
You're a big fan of the new video,
today.
I heard.
Oh,
the video,
do we have
the
to?
Video came out today, and it sparks some controversy.
I didn't see it. Let me
yeah,
cue that up while you're doing that.
It's on the main page of the
can
site.
You describe it so that I don't have to look
yeah,
at it?
Yeah, you definitely
is
see.
Is that what you said about his dick that one time?
Uh-oh. 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 Here we go. It's just a bunch of white thugs in a warehouse jumping up and down.
So what's controversial about that?
Just the fact that we uploaded an Amure video onto our website.
Okay, how much did they pay you for that?
They didn't pay us anything. I mean, in all fairness, Victory did take out an ad on our site, but, I mean, it's not like they were like,
fucking
you have to...
upon you.
Yeah. They didn't force us to upload the video.
The way Victory is run, I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
Well, I'm here to tell you they did not.
Tony Victory didn't call you in the middle of the night to try to strong arm you.
Wait, are they bringing back nu metal with this or something?
This is just hardcore to me.
No, this sounds like 40 Below Summer, if you remember those guys. Do you remember? Please tell me
it's
someone remembers.
I remember. It's just all breakdown.
No, but this voice and everything is.
But
so
the fashion is definitely very new metal. Uh-huh. It's just dudes.
It's like basically the sound of this is a cross between Meshuggah and Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the first time I've ever heard him. You.
Really?
Yeah.
Remember.
Just one note.
It's like, yeah. Well, that's a Muir.
I know, but it's.
Oh, did you hear that part?
Wheel.
That Zach Harmonic.
Trash it.
Somebody.
Oh shit!
Did they step on one of those warehouse cats?
Yeah. Instead of a guy with a wah-wah pedal, they got a cat there.
Wheel. 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 Wheel.
Oh, that was a good fill there.
Hell, you get that?
That's
amazing.
Stepped on a cow. Listen.
Lion. But yeah, no. I posted this on our Facebook, and I wrote, "I know that there's a portion of you out there that's pumped that there's a new Muir video, right?" Huh. First comment: wrong.
Saw that coming.
But there are 21 likes. So there are definitely people.
Wow.
But a lot of the comments were like, you know, blah, 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 blah.
That's a good comment.
No, you know, just like shitting on it.
But the thing with the 21 likes, you can't really tell what the like means because there's times you post, oh, no, that guy from that band's back in the hospital, and people like that. Like, are they happy that
they like the way Rob wrote it.
Yeah.
But this is just this is just an Amura video and
yeah.
Someone likes it.
There's nothing else
but
to like.
But Rob's sort of snarky in the post, so maybe they're liking his snark.
What did you say?
I know there's a portion of you that is pumped that there's a new Amura video up,
basically,
right?
Basically saying that most of you hate this band. But why would they like it?
Yeah, yeah,
it feels like liking
21 people is not a lot of people. How many come to the site every day? That's not really a big
right.
Question.
Well, sure.
Oh my God! Please, I can't.
No.
But then
I can't.
Wait, no. The cat comes back.
No,
okay,
no.
What a cat sounds like.
I'd rather listen to Wayne Stanley farting on a drum machine.
I'd rather listen to that song with Paula Abdul and that cat.
But
I'm inventing a product that you spray it on your speakers, and a Muir doesn't stink. So.
Wow.
And scene.
Revolutionary. But no, the funny thing to me about this is like, people are like, oh, Muir is shit. Blah, blah, blah. These assholes still make music. And then this one guy writes, you negative faggots are commenting on the wrong site. You belong here with all the rest of the shitheads that know everything about music, Lambo.
Go.
And then some guy was like, because you don't like something doesn't make you a faggot shithead.
Yeah.
In my opinion, this music sucks dick. No creativity, no imagination or inspiration.
This is the guy defending people who like him, you are saying that.
No, this guy is defending people who don't like Amure.
No. He's saying...
The guy defending Amure called everyone else a negative faggot.
Really? I thought the guy defending Amure was... the first guy was saying that they're all faggots if they like it.
No. 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 They're faggots for being closed-minded.
Oh, okay. So
that's
either you're a faggot shithead because you like Amure, or you're a faggot shithead because you're closed-minded and don't like Amure.
Right.
Good. Well, it's good to know we have the two sides delineated of faggot shitheads on either side.
Yes.
Okay.
So there you go. You're a faggot shithead if you don't like Amure. That's what I've taken away from this.
It's just so silly. I wasn't need to be so serious about everything.
Yeah, I really am just so over people judging another person just because they like a certain band. Like, people can like whatever they want.
Rob,
you know?
Liking Amure is wrong.
No, but all right.
I don't care. Why is it? I understand why someone would like
because
Amure.
Because if someone listens to it, they just need to be helped. They
but
need to be, you know,
don't you understand,
led
like, people,
the right way.
People say the same thing about like
Falconer.
Shit that you like. Yeah, all right, let's
Yeah, exactly. Someone who would listen to Amure would be like.
Should listen to Falconer. No, I mean, I'm on the same page as you. I think people should listen to whatever the hell they
right.
want.
Right, but Black Eyed Peas. That's just for faggot shitheads.
Yes.
Have you ever met someone who likes the Black Eyed Peas?
Darren has a story about a guy that he played poker with.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not really a story.
Well,
it's just
no story.
We went to eat dinner before we went to play poker on Monday. And we were just talking about the Super Bowl and stuff and commercials. And he goes, oh, but at least the halftime show was great.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. The halftime show was so good.
And I was like, I just poker face, you know. And I was like, okay. And then he goes, yeah, you know, Black Eyed Peas, and they came out with a futuristic thing, and it was so cold.
How old is this guy? Give us some background on this guy.
He's a nice guy. I don't want to blow him up, but he's like 31, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But he doesn't care. Like, he does not into music. Like he likes 80s music.
Right. Someone who's not into music might have
find... faint.
No.
No, he's like a family guy. Like, he has a wife and kids.
I love that the guy that has the most, like, shittiest taste in music, you're, like, knocking me down. You like music that barely is even music. It's not even music. It's sound waves with the volume turned up and down at a beat.
But at least he actually likes it. You just say you like stuff to get cred.
I say I like. Well, hold on.
Wants you to
like, I say oh, I man, like. I say I like the faint.
That's not the only
to get cred.
Thing.
The
yeah.
faint is a cred killer. Have you
with
heard
who?
The faint? The faint is like a dance band.
Okay, but so you're one.
How
to get
am I trying to get cred?
Brad listens to Crobio too.
Yeah,
yeah, that hipster.
It's not.
He lives in Williamsburg.
Yeah.
Rob has.
Who am I trying to look cool in front of?
Well, no, Rob has another site called TransInjection.com.
I don't hang out, but I don't hang out with any hipsters. Why would I try to look
you
cool
live
in
with
front
them.
Of them? No, I don't.
For the girl,
live.
Who
in,
do I live?
In
I don't hang
bush,
out with any of those
shit.
People. I hang out with metalheads.
Wait, did you bang that girl based on your love of the faint? The one
what?
You had sex with me. I don't
no.
know. Maybe she said you do it to get girls.
No.
Oh.
Not at all.
You're wrong, Noah.
You do it to get dudes?
Oh!
I just listen to it because it sounds good. I like dancey music. There's nothing wrong
there
with it.
There you go. Yeah. Guilty as charged.
Jesus. Wait, what's guilty
I
as charged?
I don't know. It just sounded like a good thing to get there.
No,
I don't like music because it's cool. I mean, I will definitely listen to a band because my friends are, like, talking about it. And I would want to like it more so than if they didn't like
there
it.
You
sure.
Go.
But ultimately... You're just gonna there you go, no matter what.
We're really just trying to piss you off.
It's not working. I'm totally calm. I'm completely calm. All right, I'm fine. I'm back.
Hey, and I listen to Foghat.
Yeah.
Look, I don't.
Let's be honest.
That's your go-to.
Well, that's back to what I was saying.
No, Steppenwolf.
Though, I think to judge somebody based on their taste in music is kind of like retarded.
So you're saying okay. The first, like, 28 years of my life were retarded?
Yes.
I
damn
still
it.
Do it. I don't care. I don't care what it is. I judge everyone that I meet.
Look, I definitely, like, fall into the trap of doing, like, oh, this guy likes that.
Yeah,
but really,
yeah.
It's like it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Like, Gary Suarez
yeah.
likes Oceano. And, I mean, you know, he's a
well,
nice guy.
Can I say, well, here's the thing. I think
Noah doesn't like him.
Yes, I do.
Do you?
I think he's a nice
I
guy.
Don't
I,
like
I don't like him in that way.
I like when he kisses
like
me on the neck.
Okay.
Oh, he kissed you on the neck?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
I don't think I've ever met that guy.
Doesn't happen to you?
Wait,
happen.
Hold
he
on,
looks
hold
a little
on,
bit
hold
like
hold
you,
on.
But with thicker glasses.
So can
we're going
can
off on a tangent here. Darren, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that there's a line of demarcation somewhere. Like, you know, I goof on people for certain things they like, too. But I feel like the point where it gets obnoxious is where they get so serious about it, like you're a fucking faggot if you like this.
But that's like you know high school kids,
right?
I don't
but
think
that's a lot of. But then, look
get
at,
to that.
I mean,
point.
That's like every you know
that's
every
Metal Injection's entire audience.
That's honestly that's what I took away from the cruise though, is because there was a variety.
That
of,
and Herp.
No, because they're gamies. There was like a good variety of subgenres of metal and like.
Yeah.
Some people are like, oh, did you check out, you know, Beloved the Creation, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, man, I was checking out the folk bands and blah, blah, blah. And then, like, everyone was there partying, but then they just went and checked out the bands that they happened to like more. You know, like, I stuck to the less melodic stuff. Like, I went to check out Marduk and Unleashed, and I was having the greatest time ever. Meanwhile, on another stage, there was some folk band.
Corpiclani.
Yeah, and there were like 500-600 metalheads who I was partying with at like say Fear Factory, who were just rocking out to Corpiclani, you know. So it doesn't really matter, like liking one band or liking a genre, to hate somebody for that is retarded, or
yeah.
to like or to call them out for it is just so stupid.
Yes, everyone, let's hold hands. Spread the love.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so not Metal Injection to be like, yo, chill out, let's be positive.
No, well, it's not metal, I would say. I
right.
feel like one of the great things, when I feel, not to toot our own horn too much, but that I love
listening back to this show is that we don't take anything that seriously.
Yeah,
you know, like,
absolutely.
When we first started doing this, like, I don't know, so we would play the Ja Rule Metallica thing to death, right? And we used to get comments like, what the fuck? Ja Rule sucks. How can you play rap on a fucking, on a metal show? This is
some
a metal show.
Don't get it.
And they, but they, the thing is, like, now it's 2 years later, and people seem to really get it. Like, I think we have a great audience of people that get that it's okay to laugh at you.
Except, like, every few weeks, there's, like, one person in the chat is like, what the fuck? Why are they playing
yeah.
what music? What
no,
is
but
this?
They're the, 'cause
they're noobs.
Yeah.
They're the exception now. Like,
yeah.
And,
yeah, they get
and,
shouted
and
down
basically,
pretty quick.
Basically, you could say that we did it.
Again.
Oh, no. How about some more Amelia?
Nada. No. Hell no. So, yeah, I think it's just good to... It's good, you know. Metal is funny a lot of the time, and it's
yes.
good to poke
fun.
Better
funny. When it's funny. Yeah.
It's funny, but it's also grim.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
okay. The grimmer, the funnier.
The grimmer.
Tranquiltown's on a roll. He said, if I wanted to listen to music, I'd go listen to music. I'm here to listen to Noah talking about taking dumps.
I've taken two today.
Really?
That's really unhealthy.
Did you use your
no,
poopery?
No, it's actually very healthy.
I've heard
you're
the opposite.
Supposed to poop 3 times a day. That's normal.
No,
I've heard
the
once
fact
a day.
That
yes.
we don't poop 3 times a day, that's not normal.
I don't buy that. Who's what doctor said that?
Are they really small poops? Like skinny or
oh, no,
rabbit
I'm
like monster dumps?
Mine are hefty poops.
Yeah. Really?
Okay.
Manly poop.
Like where it snakes
manly
around
poops.
And then comes out of the, like comes out of the toilet like a brontosaurus.
Yeah, no, that's the Loch Ness monster.
Yeah, where you have to step away from the toilet to have it like till it breaks off of your browner.
Do you guys? Okay, because
I
was
that up on Urban Dictionary.
I was actually going to ask you this because I was wondering it the other day. Do
yes.
you guys always look to see what you've dropped into
yes.
the toilet?
Oh my god, I hate when I have to flush because it smells so bad. So I'm like, I want to take a look. I want to observe what's going
just
on here.
Just open your legs. That's what I do.
It's too much work.
No,
there's not.
We have junk
too much
there.
Thigh.
Yeah, yeah, and there's cock
true.
There.
Yeah. Ooh, there's a cock there.
Wow, what's in that?
Sometimes I wipe, stand up, and look at it, and then continue shitting. I sit down again.
Wait,
yeah, but then you cover it with toilet paper.
But you look down before you throw the toilet
yeah.
paper in.
Oh, okay.
Wait, are you a cock tuck or a sit it up on the edge?
No, never sit up on the
no.
edge.
What? Good. Sit it up on the edge?
It depends.
At your own
actually,
house. I don't mean like at the airport.
I don't, if I'm, no, if I'm somewhere that I don't trust, like an airport or a dirty restaurant.
Actually, airport's cleaner than your bathroom at home, Jim.
I don't agree
oh,
with that.
Oh, no, I do not agree
no,
with
airport,
that at all.
Airport, not restaurants and others, but the airport in particular is cleaner than your home bathroom. I saw it on
there. I think it's
not my home bathroom. I bleach my bathroom twice a week.
And your ass.
What are you, like the machinist? And you're like sitting on the ground with like a...
I don't
bleach my ass.
Like we discussed
anymore.
This on the air once. That if you cock tuck, I feel like OCD that there's some danger of it hitting the inside of the... Of
so
the
then what do you do, Darren?
Hold it.
We did talk about this on the show.
Wait,
this
is no, but listen, don't think like I'm
I
saying,
didn't.
Not if so I'm in a regular, like if I'm in your house, I'm not going to do that. But I'm saying the fact that you're sitting in a dirty place.
Oh, okay.
So
okay,
you're holding your just your dick or your dick and your balls?
The balls, I feel like there's some. I don't know. I can't even know how to explain it right. But
he doesn't want the pee hole to touch.
There's clearance. Like if I dangle into the bowl, I'm afraid I'm going to scoop up some germs somehow.
My whole thing is just peeing preparedness. If it's already in facing into the bowl, then I could pee and
I don't
worry about
it. I just hold it. I just hold it, and I'm done. I wipe, I clean up, and then I stand up and piss.
That's fair.
Wait.
Oh, what? No. You shit sitting in the
but hold
stand
on. Let's go
piss.
Back to you, Sean.
No.
You like, your dick is, like, over your toilet.
No. I don't do that. No. My college roommate definitely, yes, says that he would sit on the toilet and shit.
How
well,
big is his dick?
Hold on.
I don't think it was a private issue.
What's going on, though. I
like,
don't really understand.
He says that he would sit on the toilet, and then, like, he would do the tuck first to pee, and once all the pee got out, then he'd pull back up and then rest, like, balls and dick on the edge of the toilet. But only the home one, not, like,
whoa.
Dirty one.
I've never rested on it.
Because
yeah.
he didn't want his pee hole to touch the inside lip underneath the toilet.
Exactly,
seat.
But that
and,
you
like,
hold
he
it,
just sort
hold
of,
it.
So he'd push, you know, he'd hold it in with his hand, and then he would pick it up and rest it on the front of the
did seat. He have a really bad posture?
I don't
you'd have to, like, curve
him?
Yourself.
Like, hey, let's see how you do this, fella.
No one wants to meet your roommate.
Yeah. But wait, do you ever pee so hard when it's in the tuck that it sprays between the seat and the actual bowl thing and runs down the front of the toilet?
That is, I've caught myself, yes.
Maybe once or twice. It's a rarity.
I've done that.
I have. I admit it. I've been there.
Hey, you just clean it right up.
Yep.
Fine.
What, did you have a boner? Like, how? I don't understand how it was pointing up towards the.
No, it's only when you like pee really hard.
It splashed up.
Yeah, and it goes and then it runs down the front of the curve of the bowl.
I'm actually really impressed when I do that.
Yeah.
Well, for you, yes, especially because it seems much harder.
No, the girl's like when she's sitting down, aren't you like the pee hole is angled towards the front, right?
Sort of. Where's your pee hole angle towards when you're sitting?
Though? Down.
Down.
Straight down, though? You don't get any angle?
Like, not at like a 45?
Well, maybe like a little. It depends the
what
way
type
I'm
of
sitting.
Angle? 45, 10 degree? What
maybe
would you say?
Maybe like 47.
Like the 2 degrees, man.
Yes.
Of course.
Very, very precise.
But I also have to be sitting really close to the edge to do it.
If you pull up at your clip, does it spray straight?
Of course.
Someone knows.
Like, you know, when you see chicks like peeing standing up, and you know,
you can do that.
You pull at the gunt and then spray forward.
Girls can kind of control it like that with their hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a dick where you could like use it like a hose.
Well, you could buy that little plastic funnel that goes over your vagina, and then you can use the urinal.
Is that by the makers of Poo-Pourri?
I hope so.
I'm going to have to take a look on their website.
Yeah. Bing it. Find it.
Or what's that website you used to trade with Lonnie?
Swap Trade.
I want to get a used women's pee funnel.
I'm still calling it Swap Trade.
That was your nickname in high school, by the way, used women's pee funnel.
It's true. I've got a used Da Vinci Code with that person's name on it.
It's sure to be in the chat any second now, too.
Groban wants to know if I ever wrote my name in the snow. I've never done that.
Never?
With my pee.
Oh.
Have you ever written your name in a man's chest hair? Or attempted?
It wasn't an attempt to write my name.
It was a swastika.
It was a swastika. I was trying to draw a swastika.
What was that delay Burn. There? That had to be something.
Yeah. What? Yeah. I don't. I'm high.
No, Alexia.
I had to think about the question and understand it.
No, Alexia, on people, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
In general, though, I thought that was like one guy.
Just on the strangers on the street.
I mean, like with different guys than one.
How many guys have you peed on, though?
Like in the same room?
Two of them. Like my longer relationships.
You really have to know someone before you
before
pee on
I
them.
Mark them, yes.
Right.
Where on their body? Like in their hair?
No, they wouldn't let me do that, actually.
Wanted to?
Like on their head, just for
like
a shits and giggles.
Right.
Because you, well, for shits,
whoa,
too.
Whoa, watch the language.
Listen, but.
I didn't mean that.
Like, you have a thing about men with long hair, so is that part of it? Like, you want to mark
it? Is it good for the hair? Is it, like, conditioner? Really?
I think it is.
I think she wants to. I think it's the opposite. She wants to, like, defile
it's
them.
It's bad for their hair.
She wants to defile them.
Defile
them,
of course.
Fuck up their hair.
It could.
No, not to fuck up the hair. Just the rest of
never
them.
Never fuck up the hair.
So the ultimate is you'd want to pee in their face.
This would be when you guys would
of
be,
course.
Like, both taking a shower?
Yeah.
Okay.
You wouldn't lay a tarp out on your bed?
That's just like too
listen,
thought out.
If the guy brought a tarp, she's not gonna go. She's not gonna buy the tarp. But if the guy brought the tarp, I bet she would do it.
Oh, rubber sheets. She could just leave them on there all the time.
Do you know any bed wetters? Because then you're all set already.
Right.
Listen. Forget about the shower. If the guy said, oh my god, I really want you to piss on me," it wouldn't be in the shower. It'd be lay the guy down and you squat, right?
That's fine. Or he could sit.
But you want the face is the goal, right? That's the
holy
grail, right?
That's the holy grail, the face.
And would you be more turned on if the guy was like really disgusted by it, or if he was like really into it? Which would be better?
I don't know. It really depends on the moment.
Oh, okay.
What about crying while getting peed on?
I don't want
tell?
To ever see a man cry. That's a very big turnoff.
If there was any celebrity you could piss on, who would it be?
Oh.
John Lithgow?
I don't know who that is. I'm not good with names.
Because that's mine. If we're going around the room, that's mine.
Okay.
You piss on a dude?
John Lithgow.
John Lithgow.
He's kind of gay.
Listen, I ain't gay or nothing, but John Lithgow.
Wait, is that the kid? Is that the kid from Jerry Maguire?
No.
Third Rock.
Jonathan Lipnicki?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Third Rock.
Well, that's Jonathan Lithgow.
Third Rock from the Sun. You know, remember that?
The dad. He's a serial killer. The other serial killer on Dexter, right?
Season 4.
He was the dad on Harry and the Hendersons?
Yes.
Oh, no. Well, with the white hair?
No, I think he's bald, maybe.
No, I would never want to pee on that guy.
Hey, he's too much of a great actor. You don't want
to... No, but that's why. Because he's such an established actor of screen and stage.
You want to bring him down a notch?
I'd rather pee on Jonathan Lipnicki.
Okay, that's good.
He's of age now.
What about Jonathan Brandis?
He's dead.
Yeah.
Very easy. He's
maybe that's why. Maybe she pissed on him.
He drowned.
She was probably like eight.
That was a whole different.
You drowned him.
No, he overdosed, that guy. But maybe.
Sequest.
That was a whole golden Sequest DSV.
Maybe she pissed on him without using poo-pourri first, and he died of the smell.
My pee doesn't smell.
You're eating asparagus.
Unless I'm drinking beer.
Fair enough.
At least I'm honest.
I think we're all being pretty honest.
Wow. We have a lot of great comments based on this conversation here. I want to read through some of them.
Okay.
Zeno Jesus, I'd hire a 14-year-old chick to piss on R. Kelly. Chunkletown, I'd piss in Whoopi Goldberg's dreadlocks. Ross Snarley, I'd piss on Martin Short. Jesus Christ.
Martin Short would probably like that.
Yeah, look at him.
Exactly.
I do a Martin Short Charles Grodin combo.
I'd piss on Martin Short, but only if he was in his Jiminy Glick makeup.
Wow. Yeah.
So collected in his fortune.
Yes.
Does anyone even remember that besides me?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, did you ever see the movie?
There's
a Jiminy Glick.
Oh, for Christ's sake!
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake!
That was good as a TV show.
Was it as good as Stuart Smalley Saves the World?
Oh God.
That was bad. It's Pat. I thought it was good.
Oh, that Ween was in It's Pat.
That's one of my fiance's favorite movies. That's
really?
In her top five, It's Pat.
She also has a Hanson tattoo.
Yes, exactly.
Is the Hanson live DVD also in her top five?
Whoa, the live concert film. This is the first I'm ever hearing about this.
Are you kidding me?
That she likes Hanson.
She has a Hanson tattoo.
She
has a Hanson tattoo.
How have I not heard this before?
I'm sure you
Sid makes her wear a Band-Aid when they have sex, so he doesn't see it.
Sid, the ultimate musical elitist, is marrying a Hanson fan.
Look, it shows his true love.
That doesn't mean she's not awesome.
I don't want people judging me about what I liked in junior high school.
You're
supposed
tattoo.
To like that kind of drivel when we're younger.
No.
Okay.
Sure you are.
No.
I wasn't born liking the Sex Pistols and the Clash, though I did like the Clash when I was very young.
Yeah, well, there you have it.
Yeah, but you had like 7 Mary 3.
I think I've proven my point, Sid.
Would you ever, in the heat of the moment, pee on her Hanson tattoo?
If she wanted me to, sure.
No, out of aggression that you hate Hanson so much.
Would you let her pee on
Give me that wrist.
Would you be peed on?
Would you
in
let me watch?
In the shower? What? Sure.
In the shower.
Yeah, but not...
have you been peed on?
In that bed.
Well, she did. She said she
yeah,
did.
I've been peed on, but it's not going to happen anymore.
Well,
you're
it,
over it.
Was it a rough experience?
No, I just don't want to get peed
experience?
On.
Was it a warm experience?
Yes, it was warm.
Was it like...
It was hot.
Like, it was
no
hot.
No one's the aggressor. I don't think that, you know, you'd want to do that.
You're the dom?
Yeah. My relationships.
Oh, speaking of, we figured out what my... the birthday episode, what's going to happen.
What?
Every time someone calls in and says happy birthday, Noah's going to hit me with her slut paddle.
Oh, I thought she was going to pee on you.
No, well, that would be good, but I don't know. You
can we,
drink
can
a lot
we
of
do,
water
like, if we get X amount of callers, then Noah will pee on Sean?
That's fine.
You know what we need to do?
Noah, are you into that?
How about we get a dunk tank filled with Noah's urine?
Yeah.
And if we get a certain number of callers by the end of the night, Sean gets dunked.
No, oh, we should have her piss in the thing for every caller. Piss like 1 liter.
I don't know if I can handle that.
That's a lot of water to drink.
I'd rather start peeing now, Noah, and just keep saving it.
Yeah, we'll pour it in.
I need an aquarium.
Do you have a bathtub or just a shower? Because you could pee in the bathtub and let
Stop
it
go.
No, I'm going to use Marina's aquarium.
Why don't we do a live remote from the New York
Aquarium?
Well,
I'd rather just wear like an Epcot Center, you know, poncho and just get peed on.
Will
you supply the poncho?
Yeah, that's fine.
Right.
Or like a SeaWorld Splash Zone poncho is what I'd
want. I have another idea.
Okay.
Noah, you eat about 2 pounds of chili. And then every caller that calls in, you fart in his face.
Yes! Yes!
But what if at some point she tries too hard to force a fart and just shits herself?
Yes!
Are you willing to
occupational
that would be the icing
hazard.
On the cake.
That's why I'm wearing the poncho.
Wear a skirt, and it'll just hit the floor, and we get a paper towel.
Or it'll hit Sean's face.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
So you like that idea?
Whoa,
wait,
Sean.
I know.
Well,
come poop, again?
Has poop touched your face?
I mean, probably indiscriminately sometime.
What? Have you ever had pink eye?
Yes, I have.
Poop has touched your face!
I had a girl...
Yeah, but that was duck from dog poop.
Yeah, maybe.
I had a girl accidentally fart in my face once. By accident.
Squeak or fart?
How were you there?
How was I there? What do you mean?
You know, it by her asshole.
Oh, I was eating her out. But
her ass? You were eating her
No, I was eating her pussy, but from
was
doggy style.
Oh, nice. Oh. Very nice. Was she eating then out somebody else, or how was it?
No, there was no human centipede. And yeah, just a little. It was loud though. It wasn't like a real stinker. It was just a ripper, you know.
Oh, gotcha.
Like,
so what happened? Oh. What was the aftermath of that?
She apologized profusely, like, "Oh, I got."
Did you still have
sorry.
Sex?
Yeah, of course. I thought it was hilarious. I didn't like.
You make
know.
Me so comfortable.
Yeah, right. Sure. Well, I don't know about that.
Or at least as comfortable as you could be in a Nathan's bathroom.
Ah. I wish. I only wish I had the balls to do that.
No, I would say to this girl in college, though, that liked if you like held her pussy lips and blew inside her, and then she let it queef back out again.
Oh.
But only years later did I to learn that's really dangerous. I heard you can die from that.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
You could die with the
queefer.
No,
not yeah, me. I can die from this.
Queefy or the I really didn't know what you meant.
I'm taking a gamble here by blowing in your vagina.
What if it comes
how
out like
die?
It's like Twister with Helen Hunt. It just knocks you through the window. It's an F4, Daddy! It's an F4!
Just a tooth flies out and hits the straight in the No, I think like something about, I don't have no idea. Like, you have to look it up in Scientific Proof magazine. But
somebody actually in the chat just said that.
Sean learned that from Scientific Proof magazine.
Queef edition.
Thanks for stealing my jokes.
That's an homage.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Ken Pantera?
No, but seriously, look it up. I don't know what the fuck the reason is. We'll look it up on the music break. But seriously, females, don't be blown in your vaginas because you die.
Listen, women can push eggplants into their vaginas
yeah,
if they wanted
yeah,
to.
Yeah, no, but do not inflate your snatters. I think that's a death wish.
I don't know. How? You know what, Sean? Take off your pants. Let's try it on your vagina.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
Oh.
Let's do it. Are you doing the blowing? Who's doing it? Sid?
Sid.
Sid, you're a little scratchy.
I don't understand. How would that work, that you would die from that?
I don't know. That's why we're going to look it up on the music.
Does
break,
it go in your bloodstream up to your heart or something? I mean,
maybe.
Get a stroke?
Oh, I don't know.
It makes your bladder explode, and then there's urine all over inside your body.
I don't know.
Anyway, but if you meet this girl around, she tells you to do it, tell her no.
Okay. We have
can
a
you
call.
Find her Facebook?
You'll know when you see her at the strip club with the baby bump and the tampon string.
Nice.
Rob, are you looking that up, the queef issue?
Oh.
Let's go to a call before we
sure.
find out.
By the way, could I just nominate, since he's been so funny in the chat, could we have Shankletown be one of the judges for our Trasher to Thrasher
yeah.
later on?
Please.
If he's willing to call in.
Really wanted Super Nintendo Chalmers to be there. I don't see him in the chat room at all.
Okay.
Well, now somebody's just going to change the
yeah.
847, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Donish.
Oh, what's up, Donish?
How are you?
Hold on. I just wanted to thank Noah for helping me out with the, getting the interview and stuff.
I didn't help you out to get an interview.
Well, like, you gave me, like, advice and stuff, and I appreciate it.
Whoa, did you...
Danish. I mean, Donish.
She's hungry.
I really am. I'm sorry. Donish sent me a message on Facebook earlier because he works at his high school's radio station, and he wants to get an interview with Amon Amarth. So he asked me for some reason for advice. So I
why'd you decide to go with Noah?
Well, I don't know if he works for Sirius, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not.
Go home, Shlomo.
She's the most serious of all.
What advice did you give him?
I gave him the contact name of the person you talked to. No, I'm just kidding. I told him to first, he should look at the website of the record label, which is Metal Blade, and see if they have any contact information on there. So I went and I found him an email. And I told him he should just write, like, a very straightforward email asking what he wants and, you know, like, that it's for his high school radio station. It's not that he's just, like, some kid who wants to talk to this band.
Although, let's be honest.
I think it's great that he's in high school and a part of the radio department.
So did it work out for you,
Donna? I got an email back, and he said that he's going to try and see when they're available for a phone interview. So I think it might work out.
That's great.
Did you request anyone in specific?
No, not yet. I'm going to get back to him soon because I have to talk to my teacher.
Uh-oh.
That's awesome. So if you get this interview, you have to let us hear it, and you have to let us know.
Yeah, for sure.
Where's Donish from?
Is he from Chicago?
Yeah. Oh, or like a suburb, yeah.
Yeah, I could hear it in his voice. That's why I
want to. Aren't you guys neighbors, Sean?
Probably. Where are you from? What town are you from?
Glenview.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sean's eating at the IHOP in Glenview.
I've been to your Taco Bell.
Here's Glenview Ice Hogs.
Right. Oh, God.
Lord. Cool. Well,
good luck, Donish.
Yeah. Good luck with your media career.
Thanks.
But make sure that you have a minor in something when you go to college, because radio is not all it's cracked out to be.
Yeah, it might not exist by the time you graduate.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll keep that in mind.
All right, man. Be good. And prosper.
Yeah, we hope he doesn't wind up like the man with the golden radio voice begging for a change on the highway.
Where I'm going to be in like 30 years.
I can see that.
Well, you got pole dancing to fall back on.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I couldn't really find anything about the queefing. So.
Yeah, no, people in the chat room already confirmed it. You get some sort of embolism or something.
I saw it's because the
sort
cooter...
Embolism.
Yeah.
Oh,
The cooter he was blowing on was 97 years old.
And that's why.
The ocean in there.
Too much excitement. It would die.
You got to pick off the scabs and let the pus run out.
Mm.
That lubricate.
Just like peeling apart a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh.
Speaking of...
Yeah.
Let's take a music break.
I just said that to Rob.
Wow.
Okay,
wow.
So are we?
No, it's not because they want to. Let's punish them. No, we're going to take
a
music break.
I'm
going to
start using the microphone.
Since it's Black Metal History Month here on Metal Injection.
What?
Oh, that's right. We're going to start out with the birth of Black Metal, yes?
No, I thought you were going to say Seven Dust.
No, different Black
Metal. Oh.
Here's Venom with Black Metal. To begin this wonderful music break.
Power and power, sense, great food, and free magic, free. This is Chuck Blandington with a special bulletin. If you live on the east coast of the U.S., that blackout you just experienced was due to Noah pleasuring herself with her new industrial strength shower massager. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. While you're listening to this music break, Sean is probably outside smoking a cigarette and hoping someone notices him. What a ginger poozy. You're listening to the Metal Injection Live Cast.
body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. Now that we are done listening to a bunch of songs Rob would like to convince you he actually likes, it's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here we go.
Who wrote that one? That is untrue.
Chuck.
I like all of those songs. That was totally a music break picked by me. Very appropriate.
Well,
full circle.
Yeah, that's all.
Chuck's a loose cannon.
They're all in my iTunes. God damn it!
In your brain.
But yeah, that was a music break. We started out with Venom with Black Metal, then we moved on to the new track from Obscura, and that new album of theirs is phenomenal. Omnivium. Am I saying that
Wait,
right?
Wait, did you say or is it
Omnivium?
That was the Windows Vista remix.
No, that was Mastodon. After Obscura, we played Megasus. After them, we played Testament with a little low. Followed by the Windows Vista remix of Mastodon's March of the Fire Ants. Followed by a quick grind rock block. A grind bind.
What?
I don't know. It's the first thing that rhymed with grind. With Worm Rot. I was going to say warm rot.
Warm rot.
Warm rot.
Better than cold
there's
rot.
There's a warm rot ahead for the next few days. Followed by Pig Destroyer. Followed by Chuck Blandington insulting me, saying that I don't really like this music. I approve of all of these bands. So that people would like me.
We're not judging you, Rob. Relax.
Good.
Sid is.
Exactly. No, I already
when
have.
Is Sid not judging people?
Exactly.
Anyway. As we teased in the teaser, we are going to play another edition of We Pick
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
That's right, it's time for Thrash It or Trash It, but we're changing it up a little from the normal game in that we're going to all pick songs. Each member, each host is going to pick a song, and we're going to have three callers call in and be the judges for Thrash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
What's that?
It's us and the callers will judge, right? Or just the callers? How do we?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I don't know. All of us judge too.
It's
You're
our
right.
show. We should still have a say in it.
True.
So who are going to be our guest callers? Our number
well,
is
we
646.
Said Shingletown.
Shingletown is one.
Our number is 646-929-1357.
Wait, Darren, what is Shingletown?
One.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, hang up on Darren. Quick.
So are we just going to stay here and wait until they call in?
Sid, you could tell us about that thing you wanted to mention. That was on Gawker.
First of all, I love that everyone sends one song, but Noah sends two songs. Where in the...
Because I'm still trying to make up my mind which song I want to go with.
I have a second if you want to.
All right, well, I'll pick one for now. And if we have more time, we'll get to it.
Okay, we already have two lines.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of them could be Schenkel.
So pick up on him, and we'll talk to him and wait for him.
Okay, 314, are you Schenkeltown?
No, he's from New York.
I am Schenkeltown.
Oh,
he showed you. What's up, Schenkeltown?
You know, he's listening to Noah's dump story. He's dumped the groove on.
Nice.
Nailed it. Right.
He rewound the player to listen to the beginning again with the shit story.
Really? I took off my pants during the shit story.
So we have some more callers? Is that true, Noah?
Yeah.
Is this an accurate statement that I'm making?
Yes. Let's see. Who are you, 609?
Hey. What's up?
Hey. What's your name and where are you from?
Tyler, West Virginia.
What's up, Tyler from West Virginia? Do you want to be a judge on our game of Thrash It or Trash It?
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Very nice. Tyler, are you a first-time caller?
Yes.
Well, Sid, you're really good at this. That's awesome. How long have you been listening to the live cast?
For a while now.
What's a while to you?
I don't know. Maybe a year and a half.
Year and a half?
Oh, wow.
So you're a first time long time.
Have we even been doing the show that long? I don't remember.
Yes.
Yeah, we have.
It's a rough estimate.
What's that? You love Testament? Do we have a third caller?
Rob would like you to believe he loves Testament.
And our third caller is a private number.
Private number.
Hey, yo. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Who is this?
Hey, it's Groban. What's going on, guys?
Oh, all right. So perfect. we have a great panel. We have Groban, Schenkeltown,
and Tyler.
Tyler, thank you.
Tyler, you need a cute name. That
Tyler, like, what's your alias?
Dr. T.
All right.
Dr. T.
Dr. T and the women.
He's from West Virginia, so can't we call him Inbred Tyler?
Oh.
I prefer Dr. T and the women. That's nice.
Sean, did you have something you want to ask Schenkeltown?
Yeah, Schenkeltown, before we get into this, a little bird told me that you may work in my building. Is this the case?
I don't know. How the hell would I know where
you're... How does he know what building you work in?
He doesn't... What? Do you think that he knows that you work at MTV?
No one tells me that you work at MTV. Is this true?
Yeah, I do.
You work in Times Square?
No.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Are you Kurt Loder by any chance?
No, I'm actually Sway, that big black guy with the thing on his head.
I thought it was like a Kennedy post up.
No! Well, maybe not.
Jesse.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse That's Camp.
Yeah.
Did he commit suicide or something?
What?
No, he's working at a vegan restaurant.
Oh, why?
Great.
You want that hair dangling over your food?
Yeah, no. Now, right, so do I look like a vegan? Look at me.
Let's get started. You guys know the rules. Each one of us is going to play a song from our personal collection, and then the rest of us will judge the shit out of it. By either thrashing or trashing.
Okay.
All right, so who's going to go first?
Wait, what do we win if we get all thrashes?
Why would we win anything?
Self-satisfaction.
That's what I want.
Why don't we pick a fourth person and let them, we'll play for them.
Shlomo, we're doing it for Shlomo.
Like,
let's go.
If we impress all eight people, someone wins a prize.
Oh, no. Too much work.
Okay, fine. Fuck all.
Too much work.
I tried. Listen, what can I
thank
do?
You. Thank
Rob's
you.
Rob's a hard ass. Blame him.
Well,
I
want to
pay the postage.
totally not by the postage. Anyway, so okay, I'll go first.
All right.
The band that I have is
go.
The band that I have is Tone. They're called Tone. And the album is Ambient Metals, and the song is Time Box.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Somebody likes it already.
All right.
That's proven. Popping his head already.
That's what I thought.
Oh, it's all instrumental, by the way.
Oh,
that's gay.
Yeah. I'm with that guy.
So is this metal? Is there going to be a metal part?
This is not metal at all.
Oh. I thought that we were supposed to.
Donut rock.
That's all right. I'm not sure.
I've pretty much gotten the gist of this. Is there anything else?
There's a little more.
Another twist.
Here it comes.
Oh! There you go.
This riff got stuck in my head for like a week.
Okay, do you moonwalk to your kitchen when you listen to this? Grab the jar.
I do the robot.
Rob did the robot. Totally did.
That totally just got me wet, too.
Yeah. Well, Sean, it seems to be really easy to get you.
I mean, well, let's be honest.
Okay.
All right, so what does everyone else think about this? Let's start with Sid. What do you think?
Instrumental music has to be really, really, really amazingly good to impress me, because it's just, I need vocals. I need a full band to really be moved, so I'm going to trash it. Sorry.
Bella?
Whoa,
mean.
Vocals to me are always secondary, and the music is always primary, and I really like it, and I think we should go see this band and get high and go see this band. I think we should do it. So I thrash it.
Yeah. Sean.
I feel like I'm watching a really long car commercial, and I don't like it. I'll thrash it.
Darren.
I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence. It's not terrible by any means. I don't know if I would put this on in my house. Yeah, I hear the car commercial thing, and now that you said that, it's swaying me to not like this. Or it's Kurt Lodering me to not like this. So I was on the fence, but Sean just pushed me off to the trash side. I trash it. Sorry, Rob.
Thanks. But I do want to echo also from the chat room that when this first started, I agreed that this guy, I thought it was going to be Twilight Zone by Golden Earring.
Now let's get to our callers.
I think, by the
judges.
Way, after this song, I think we should do the callers first, because we may be influencing them. But,
sure. Right. Go ahead. So, all right.
Yeah, we're tastemakers.
Okay, so let's start with Shankletown.
I don't know. It sounded like some fruity music they play on, like, Magnum P.I. when Selleck was fighting. Some
that would always prove it's cool.
This is, yeah, this is all good to me.
So I got to go. Well, not even, like, a good episode of Magnum P.I. kind of where you, like, you know, where he's fucking around and loses at the end. But I got to go trash it.
Okay. And Tyler, what do you say?
Dr. T.
Oh, Dr. T. Sorry.
Sounds like some beaten shit from an 80s movie, like The Goonies or something. Trash it. Totally. Like,
that was what The Goonies is a great movie. These are all. I'm taking all of these complaints as compliments. All of these things they're saying is negative sound like positives to
car
me.
Car commercials.
But Groban. I love car commercials. Groban, what do you think?
Well, I could totally use a new car, and I was getting down, so I'm going to thrash that shit.
Yeah, Groban knows what's up. Groban knows what's
Groban's
up.
You know, actually, I was had my hand hovering on the buzzer. I had to go find the ding.
That's right.
No, so, all positivity over here.
That's right.
Rob is into car commercial core.
Car core, yes. So that was Tone, and the track was Time Box.
Okay. So that was 3 out of 7?
Yeah. Was that
three? Yeah, three. I think you got
two. U2 and Grobes.
Yeah.
Well,
is that one of our callers with the IM sounds?
What?
Is that,
count. Yeah, why would I count?
Well, is that one of the panel who has the IM sounds going? It's
I
not
don't
me.
Hear IM sounds.
I don't hear anything.
I keep hearing the IM sounds.
So
if you have IM sounds going, just turn the sound off.
Who shall be next?
Sid,
I don't have your thing queued up.
Just go to YouTube.
I'll do mine, and you can do that while.
Okay.
All right. I gotta find mine too. Hold on.
Okay. Well, I have.
Mine.
Do you have it?
Yeah. This is a band called Ludachrist, which was a forerunner to Scatter.
That's a gay name.
Ludacris.
Ludacris.
Although I like Ludacris.
Oh, fuck.
They stopped making music in like 1989, so they own the name. But this is a song called Johnny Pump. From Ludachrist. They were, you know Scatterbrain, by the way?
Band Scatterbrain?
Yeah, so this was the band of the guys that were in Scatterbrain before Scatterbrain.
Okay.
this also an instrumental band?
No, it's lyrics. I stupidly picked a song where the lyrics don't come in so long.
Did you not play this last? What did you play last time? I feel it was very similar to this.
I don't remember, but I honestly don't remember off the top of my head what I played. But it definitely was not Ludacris.
It was definitely some, like...
It was this genre. This is all I listened to.
Okay.
As far as metal goes, I listened to that a lot. Cyclone Temple, they reminded me. Okay. Thank you.
Jeez. In the chat,
wow.
Paid more attention than
that. That's so fucking awesome for me.
I love this.
I'm down. All right, you want to talk about it?
All right, you want to
let's look to the judges first, right?
Okay. Yeah, let's go to the phone.
So I'm going to turn this track off because that's the buzz and ding, people. All right, you get the idea. Let's go.
Shackletown.
I thought it was good. It, some aggro shit. It made me want to, like, drink some Powerade and put on a No Fear shirt. I'm going to thrash it.
Okay.
Dr. T.
It wasn't bad. Fresh.
Okay. Very good personality.
Wait, he said both of them.
It's like the match game. What?
He said trash, thrash.
No, he said thrash.
Wasn't that bad,
thrash.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, Groban?
It was no ludicrous act of foo, but you know what? The riffs were fucking dynamite, so yeah, I'm going to thrash that shit.
All right, so far so good.
I will say that I appreciate the Tamarai influence to this thing, and I will thrash it.
Okay.
I dig it. Very Slayer-ish-esque.
Well, before I give my opinion, I was just going through the logs to see what people were saying when I played Tone, and one person wrote, like, wow, Rob, I really expected you to play metal this time. Do you even listen to metal? To which I would just like to retort that the entire music break was picked by me. You're constantly hearing the metal that I listen to.
Don't get so defensive.
And,
no, just because you listen to it and play it on the show doesn't mean it's the metal you listen to. It's a fucking technicality, man.
And the reason that I don't just listen to metal, and when we play this game, I like to pick random things that I wouldn't play on the show otherwise. That's why I don't pick metal.
Clearly you're a faggot shithead.
You son of a bitch. But anyway, back to the Ludacris.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was great. I love it pretty much just because everybody else loves it and I want to fit in. So, yeah, it's the best shit this faggot ever heard.
Can we put that on the CD jacket?
That's the name of the episode, at least.
Yeah. Okay. I liked it. I thrash it. It's like the soundtrack to kids in the 80s skateboarding in a emptied out pool.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
I really liked it, and it was a good soundtrack to me trying to hold my lollipop and light the pipe without touching my other hand and getting sticky.
That was a whole second show going on over there. Yeah, this is actually their third album, and the previous two were more way more to the punk side and more comedic. Like, it was songs about, you know, people are assholes and, you know,
are they
drinking.
From New York?
S-O-D-ish?
Yes, from New York. Very
really?
S-O-D-ish.
D-R-I.
Yeah. More punk than that, but more punk than S-O-D.
Are they still in existence?
No, but they toured. They had a reunion tour in 2007.
Did you go?
No. I didn't even know about it till after it happened.
Oh.
But I'm sure a tour means, like, they played, you know, five bars or something. But anyway.
The temple.
All right.
So if it was still open, maybe.
That was a unanimous thrash. That's
good. Not bad.
There, you win a free CD.
All right.
Just send a private message to Rob Injection with your full name.
Actually,
and address.
I want one of Sean Skanky t-shirts.
Yeah, you can do that.
All right, who's going?
Use it as a ShamWow. Okay.
Let's go. Okay. But I
did want to say before you go that I agree with you. For this game, I feel that we shouldn't be just, like, throwing out metal that all the, you know, the listeners would already know. So that's why I picked. I didn't go with my usual obnoxious, not anti-music kind of stuff. I wanted.
So it's obnoxious pro music?
Sure.
Yeah.
There may be a little tunage in there.
All right, here we go.
Can you tell us the band, or anything?
band's called the American Black Lung. The song is called Doc the Bollywood.
Let's start with Groban. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to have to trash it because I don't really support people with Down syndrome singing. I think that should be for the mentally capable people. And, yeah, that's all I got to say about that song.
Wow. Definitely 290 pounds or something, so it comes out
nice.
Of his voice.
Nice. Nice. Sick burn. Sick burn.
Josh effing Groban.
Dr. T, what do you think?
Shit. Kind of sounds like music. I have to give it to the guitar players, so I'm going to say thrash. But on a side note, the fucking singer sounds like Holly Spice or some shit.
Sound like who?
Heidi Fleiss.
The lead singer, Bring Me the Horizon.
Oh, okay, okay.
You assume we know that guy's actual name?
Yeah.
The fuck do you think we are?
We don't listen to music.
Rob knows. He researched it to make people think that he likes Bring Me the Horizon.
I definitely. No, the cool people don't like Bring Me the Horizon, so I haven't researched them. Noah, what do you think?
What about Shankletown?
Oh, right, Shankletown. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
I thought it started off cool with the drums, but when the singer started singing, all I could think about was the time I had diarrhea in the Penn Station men's room.
Did
I got
you
a tragic.
Lean on the seat rim.
No, my God, that place is haggard. I had to stand up and, like, get away.
He took his shit standing. Interesting.
I've done that.
Disgusting. I gotta trash it.
All right.
Trash
another
it.
Trash. Oh, no. Two trashes so far,
one
thrash.
Thrash.
Okay,
no.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not that the vocals bothered me, it's just that everything bothered me.
Oh, okay.
I just, like, I keep imagining that, like, you know, like, those guys that do that pick up the change from the floor move, just, like, doing that and, like, skipping from side to side and just...
So that's a bad thing.
Yes, it's obnoxious, it's stupid.
Like, bro-core people?
You know, like, those people in
like
the pit
Wigger?
That, like, dance, you know, like, they do all those weird dance moves?
That wouldn't be this music.
At all.
Well, you know, like skipping from side to side. I don't know the name of it.
They're saying two-step.
Do they have a jump rope when they do this?
Double Dutch. Like when they're doing double Dutch.
So you trash it.
I trash it. I don't like it.
All right. Sid, what do you think?
I don't understand all these people talking shit about the singer. Have you heard the vocals on all the music you people like? Are you fucking kidding me?
True.
Bad? God forbid somebody sounds different. Jesus Christ. I thought it was fantastic. Thrash it completely.
Yeah, I also enjoyed it. I'm actually surprised it's getting such a negative response. I feel that cool people would like this music. Thusly, I will thrash it.
Okay. Since Rob thrashed it, I have to check it out. I was grooving to the band. I really like got into that riff, and I have to be honest, Sid, I really didn't like the vocals either. But they weren't so overwhelmingly horrible that it ruined the song for me. I still got into it. And to be honest, also, I have to grade Sean on a curve because most of the things you listen to, I would vomit when I hear it. So the fact that I like that makes this a super thrash. This is super thrash.
Well, I got this with you in mind.
Thank you.
Super thrash.
I also forgot to say that I thought the music was very, like, predictable, generic.
You had your turn already.
Wait, she's like, wait, I don't think I shat on
no,
this
No, because
music
I
enough.
Forgot.
Hold on, let me just shit a little
my,
more.
My stomach rumbled a little more. I got another poop to shit
I wanted,
out.
I just wanted to say that because I didn't feel that I
you
precisely explained why I didn't like it.
We were confused. We were like, well, maybe she liked the music because she definitely hated everything else about it. So maybe the
yeah. Thanks for clarifying. She had to stand up and hover over Sean's head.
You're welcome.
Because his head was dirty. She didn't want to sit on it.
Well,
okay,
this is a perfect transition to Noah's track.
Oh, jeez. Wait, here's Sean's response.
No, you can't do that.
So I picked Lunch.
Just pretend we didn't.
Lunchbox 5000 is the track.
No,
so.
I don't want that one. I want Atlantis Massive.
Well, I didn't download that one.
Oh, my God. I said to do both because I could have made up. Just.
Oh, shit.
I have it. Here it is.
Okay, fine. Do Lunchbox 5000.
Hold on.
Okay, this is an avant-garde rock.
No, I'll do Atlantis.
Jazz.
Atlantis.
Okay, can I talk while you're...
Why are you coming home?
Stop!
Oh, sorry.
This band is called Attack of the Giant Squid.
Oh, I like that already.
And they're from Arizona, and it's avant-garde, like, jazz.
Avant?
Rock and
avant?
Jazz. I like it.
Well, it's down.
Sid's vomiting in his mouth from the jazz comment.
I'm still waiting for her to pronounce avant-garde properly.
Avant-garde. I can't say it.
On guard.
There are just some words I
can't
say without sounding like a
retard. If you
can't
pronounce the word, you should not listen to the genre. Oh.
I believe it's pronounced genre.
Genre.
Yeah. I thought it's genre.
Genre.
Oh, Genry.
Ay, ay, ay.
What is the genre?
There's almost... a track that's 27 minutes on this.
Oh,
but it was a track. This track is 7 minutes.
Can we get the idea before it's 20 minutes in?
Are you sure this is that band Sean just played?
No,
I totally hear people swinging back and forth.
No, keep listening. It's fine. It's on. It's positive.
This is definitely not the band's trumpet.
Noodles.
There are trumpets in this band.
There's also trumpets
in this band. She doesn't like this
song. Come on, she didn't make fun of your song until they were over, okay?
I ain't saw that before.
It's like squirrel nut zipper.
Sax solo!
Wait, what did you say, Darren? It's like squirrel nut zipper.
Oh, power failure.
Oh. Skipping.
No, they have all these.
Just kidding. Hey.
Are there words to this?
No, it's all instrumental.
All right, so let's start. Shankletown, let's start with you. What did you think of this?
Jesus Christ, there's more. I have a huge crush on Noah, but that sounded like some shit that... He played some fucking laser tag club or something.
Why is that a bad thing?
Maybe if you take LSD at the laser tag club.
No, I mean, like, some fat kid listens to that while he's making Totino's pizza rolls. I gotta go trash it. I'm sorry, but I do have a huge crush on you, but that was some awful shit.
Well, I don't have a crush on you.
That's not the first time I've heard that.
I love that he's like, I'm grading you on a curve, but it's still awful.
It's that bad.
That only like makes me like you more. All right, let's move on to Groban. What did you think?
Well, there was so much going on. I probably need a good week to actually decide, but I was entertained. So right away, if you need an answer right now, I'm going to thrash that.
All right, and Dr. T.
Dr. T.
What do you think?
pretty sexy.
Are we talking about Noah or her pick?
Pick.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna trash it.
You're gonna trash it.
Oh. Wow. He doesn't like sexy
music.
All right.
Get that sexy out of my music.
If I want sexy, I'll watch a porno.
He hates the After Dark segments.
Well, I'll go first. I thought it was awesome. I would totally get down with it. But if the cool kids like it, I would trash it. But
do you want to wait till we go?
Maybe then... everyone else should go, but my initial response is I'm going to fucking thrash it.
Okay. Who's next? I'll go.
Wait, it's... this is the sax solo.
Oh,
hold on.
Sorry. Oh, my God. I almost talked over the sax solo.
Okay, now go ahead.
Uh-oh.
No,
it's
right
getting really sexy right now.
This could be our new After Dark season.
Hello, ladies.
So what do you think?
Wait, is this where they go, us?
No.
I really want to like this. I want to stick up for you. And
that's
I feel like
fun.
You're getting gang raped by everybody in this room.
Sometimes that, I'm into that.
That's
so.
Her thing. That's her fantasy.
In that case, I'm going to join the gangbang because I really, really do not like
wait,
this
am I out of the gangbang?
I'm not invited to the gangbang. I went into it with an open mind, but I just can't stand stuff like this. I apologize, but I'm going to have to trash it. And I'm going to have to turn my sound up and then trash it.
Shell, what'd you think?
You know I love you, but this is fucking terrible.
this is
fucking terrible. Like, I mean, it feels like I was at, like, Bonnaroo, and, like, we're supposed to be standing in a grass field for fucking 3 hours listening to them do this bullshit.
Maybe
some of
you would enjoy it.
I don't think so.
I've had the missed opportunity
to see fish live, and that was terrible.
Sounds nothing like fish.
Oh, my God.
Why are you such an expert on what fish sounds like, huh, Rob? Huh? At some point, I was hanging out with some people that I thought were cool.
Buzz them again.
They were big fish heads.
No, but any kind of like Galactica, Mo, any of this bullshit, like kind of you know, they
like
better.
Apparently,
Groban's
phone died.
Sid, what did you think?
Well, to start it all off, I have to trash it just on principle because it's an instrumental. But I will say this: it was 1,000 times better than the instrumental track Rob played.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So it was like, if anything above 50% is a thrash, that was a 49%. And it took off that percent because it was an instrumental.
No,
so you're still in the same boat with me now.
Wow. So we lost Groban.
You got two
thrashes.
His phone died. I guess he could chime in on the chat, I guess.
Oh, all right.
Or, I mean, he could plug his phone in and then call back.
Also true. I don't know if they're allowed to do that in Canada.
Hung up when he heard the sax solo.
He thrashed it, buddy.
Get
Shekel off the fuck.
All right, Sid.
Okay, so right. Sid's turn.
It's a band called Rose Tattoo, basically the poor man's AC/DC, also from Australia. It's basically AC/DC if the lead singer was a skinhead.
Oh, I said it already. Well, they do. AC/DC has that drummer that looks like the guy from The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah. This guy's like a
all of the people in this band look like they're in The Hills Have Eyes.
I thought that was just about Australia. That's the whole point of the movie.
Rabbit. That's where your rabbit was made, Noah, in Australia. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
All right.
Cut it off at the chorus.
Oh, yeah, let's hear that.
All right. Let's start with Dr. T.
Dr. T.
Thrash it. Shit, that was awesome.
Okay.
Shit, that was awesome. Shankletown, what did you think?
Faggot shithead.
I will say, I liked it and I will thrash it, but any song that says cutting my reputation with a knife should never be played again. But
oh,
I did like it up until that.
Reputation cuts like a knife.
Oh, that's much better. That's still, I thrashed it other than that.
I didn't write it, I just wanted to clarify.
And it hurts so
I did enjoy it, though.
Okay. We lost Robin, so.
Noah, you want
to
go?
Go right to us.
It had that, like, AC/DC vibe, like you said. And I like AC/DC, and this is fun. This would be really good pole dancing music.
Hey! Sean, what did you think?
I mean, a lot of it I did like. The report, like this part right now, I really didn't. I don't dig. But I mean,
don't feel obligated to thrash it because it's me.
Stick the knife in.
But the man in me that loves strip clubs and has a soft spot for John Mellencamp will be okay with this. 51%.
You're rationalizing.
At the risk of not appearing cool to the kids in the chat room who have shat on this more than I've ever
seen. This music is older than they are, so I understand them not really.
I love it. I love it, love it, love it, love it. I have nothing bad to say about this. 100% thrash.
Awesome.
Since everyone in the chat isn't liking it, I'm just going to say I think this is awful and derivative, and I totally trash it.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck you, Sid.
And I want to go on record and say there's no problem with me thrashing something just because it's a Sid pick.
You're in love. It's great.
It's true. I just want
to, the derivative thing, it's from 1982, so it's not quite.
Derivative.
Okay. Capit Wilson said that this sounds like John Mellencamp, which is 100% true.
And what's bad about that?
Nothing.
Great.
It's a great thing. I wasn't saying that's
bad. Mellencamp's fucking awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
I prefer John Cougar Concentration Camp.
Oh. Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
Maybe I'll bring them on the next fucking round.
I was going to this time,
but I only had protected
You
camping.
Would do that.
All
on
right.
A show full of Jews, you would bring that. That's right.
Fucking bitch.
Can we play that nature clip now?
We can totally
play
that.
The honey badger.
In. That concludes our game. Thank you so much to Shankletown.
Yeah, guys.
Dr. T. And Group N for calling in. You guys are great judges.
Did they win something?
Yeah, we should give them something. They didn't win
anything.
They win a lifetime supply of free metal injection live casts.
Oh,
you're welcome.
A lifetime supply? Are you sure?
I like
well, they're both
supply.
Dying next week.
While
so.
Supplies last.
Yeah. I guess I'm at Poopery because I got to take a dump.
We're done. Get out of here.
Wait, Goodbye. Do you have the spray? Do you have the Poopery?
Need Poopery to poop.
I'm shitting either way.
All right, whatever.
We'll just make it there. That's all you got to worry about.
Okay.
All right, so...
Away, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm trying to find this nature clip. Keep on searching, yeah, yeah.
Keep on searching. I am searching. Oh, my God.
Yeah! Oh, I think that there was something wrong with our lines before.
What happened?
That's what happened. I think Robin was trying to call back, and the reason why he wasn't getting through is because there was an issue with the switchboard.
Fiddle said he didn't say one, which is true. We have to make everyone say one before they hang up now. We gotta resurrect that.
Don't we have to say right. one?
No, when
oh,
they
say
one, we hang up on that.
Right. Well, we could say it too.
Okay.
Then I turn your mic off.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Good thing I didn't say it. Anyway, so there was this clip online of this guy who takes nature videos, and he overdubs them with his own voiceover, and it's truly amazing. You don't even have to watch the visual.
Just picture a badger running around and eating snakes. That's
yeah,
it. That's all
this,
I need to picture.
This particular video is about a badger.
Wait, do you know that we're on the radio? There's an audio.
Yeah, I'm saying the audio is all that really matters.
Start from the beginning around here, like all in the middle of it.
This is the honey badger. Watch it run in slow motion. It's pretty badass. Look, it runs all over the place. Whoa, watch out, says that bird. Ew, it's got a snake. Oh, it's chasing a jackal. Oh my gosh. Oh, the honey badgers are just crazy.
Wait, did Rob
too?
The honey badger has been
no.
by the Guinness Book of World Records as the most fearless animal in all of the animal kingdom. It really doesn't give a shit. If it's hungry,
Sean
it's
is turning
ew,
pink.
What's that in its mouth? Oh, it's got a cobra. Oh, it runs backwards. Now watch this. Look, a snake's up in the tree. Honey badger don't care. Honey badger don't give a shit. It just takes what it wants. Whenever it's hungry, it just, ew, and it eats. Snake? Oh my god, watch it dig. Look at that digging. The honey badger is really pretty badass. They have no regard for any other animal whatsoever. Look, it's just grunting and ew, eating snake.
Ew.
Ew, what's that, a mouse? Oh, that's nasty. Oh, that's so nasty. Oh, look, it's chasing things and eating them. Some
nasty.
Honey badgers have a fairly long body. But a distinctly thick set, broad shoulders, and you know, their skin is loose. Allowing them to move about freely, and they twist around. Now look, here's a house full of bees. You think the honey badger cares? It doesn't give a shit. It goes right into the house of bees to get some larvae. How disgusting is that? It eats larvae. Ew, that's so nasty. But look, the honey badger doesn't care. It's getting stung like 1,000 times. It doesn't give a shit. It's just, it's hungry. It doesn't care about being stung by bees. Nothing can stop the honey badger when it's hungry. Oh, what a crazy fuck. Look. Ew, it's eating larvae. That's disgusting. There it is, running in slow motion again. See? Now, what's interesting is that other animals, like these birds here, they just like to wait around until the honey badger's done eating, and then it swoops in to pick up the scraps. It says, you do all the work for us, honey badger, and we'll just eat whatever you find. How's that? What do you say, stupid? Look at this bird. Thanks for the treat, stupid. Hey, come back here, says the honey badger. Birds don't care. And you know what? The jackals do it, too. Look at these little dogs. They're like, thanks, stupid. Thanks for the mouse. See you later. The honey badger does all the work while these other animals just pick up the scraps. At nighttime, the honey badger goes hunting because it's hungry. Look, here comes a fierce battle between a king cobra and a honey badger. I wonder what'll happen. Look at this. There's the honey badger just eating a mouse. And then look. Get away from me, says the snake. Get away from me. Honey badger don't care. Honey badger smacks the shit out of it. Snake comes back and it lashes right at the honey badger. Oh, little does the honey badger know, FYI, it's been stung.
FYI.
It's been bitten by the snake. So while it's eating the snake, ew, that's disgusting. Meanwhile, the poisonous venom is seeping through the honey badger's body and it passes out. Look at that sleepy fuck. Now the honey badger is just going to pass out for a few minutes. And then it's going to get right back up and start eating all over again because it's a hungry little bastard. Look at this. Like nothing happened. The honey badger gets right back up and continues eating the cobra. How disgusting. And of course, what does the honey badger have to eat for the next 2 weeks? Cobra. The honey badger.
Yeah.
Rob, I'd recommend just for the first 3 seconds of the clip, find him doing the video for lions.
Okay.
Because just for the way he intros it is killer.
You know what that reminds me of? The gay guy from Airplane in the control tower. What do you make of this? Oh, I can make a little hat or a paper airplane. Or I can make a dinosaur.
Lion.
Yes, just the very beginning of it. We got to be quiet to hear the beginning. And
roar! This is the lion.
Just for that.
Roar! You should give out the
roar.
Website.
Roar! This is the lion. Roar! This. Roar!
Ching dong!
Roar!
Ching dong! Ching ba ba ba!
Roar! This.
Mama, mama.
Roar! Roar!
Roar! Mama, mama.
I think we need to reboot.
Roar!
Mama, mama.
Roar!
Mama, 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 mama. Roar! Rob, can we get an isolated soundbite of you saying roar?
Roar! This.
Mama, 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 mama. Roar!
Sounds like he's saying Rob.
Rob.
Wow. Someone in the chat said that was like nature for the blind.
Oh, look at this
comma
little
zero,
fuck.
Comma zero.
Comma zero. Comma zero. Comma zero. Comma zero.
Oh, you know what was hilarious? I don't have cable, so I was watching.
That is hilarious.
I was watching the Super Bowl on a web stream. Someone was just streaming their cable box, and during some of the commercial breaks, they would play Porn for the Blind over the commercial.
Really?
So fucking good. I was dying.
Are there new ones that we haven't heard?
No, it was all ones that we... There was one of a girl describing a gay website that I never heard.
Was it Big Sausage
Pizza? It was pretty good.
Episode one.
Yeah, I think it was. Straight site. But we died. Woo! My gut is hurting from that.
Raw! Play that again, please.
Rob... Wasn't Honey Badger your nickname in high school?
Roar!
Keep it going a little bit.
Roar. This is the lion. The lion is perhaps the sweetest kitty and the most majestic and most royal animal in all of the animal kingdom. Let's face it, no other animal has it compared to the lion. Look at that little... What the... What is that? That's not a lion. Lions used to rule over North America, South America, Europe, Africa, and Asia. Sadly, since their numbers have dwindled, they now only rule over parts of two continents, Africa and Northwest India. There's no doubt about it, stupid. Animal reserves and big cat retreats have proven instrumental in revitalizing the numbers of lions.
Look at
this lion taking care of the lioness, giving her all the attention she rightfully deserves. Now, it's interesting to note that lions are the only members of the cat family who have distinct gender differences in their
appearance. Go back to the roar.
You see, the males have those really awesome manes. Roar! This is the lion. The lion is perhaps the sweetest kitty and the most majestic and most Roar!
Okay, all right.
This is the lion.
Roar! Oh, Christ.
Rob's going to just walk around all week going, Roar!
I want that to be my new ringtone.
Roar!
Hi, Mom. It's Roar!
This is the lion.
You know what? You should make one of those kid toys where you spin the wheel and it lands on an animal. And it goes, this so is the lion! Roar!
This is the pussycat.
Moo!
That's a cow.
That's a
stupid
animal's voice by Paul Lynn. That sounds like a Family Guy cutaway that we probably just haven't seen yet.
Hey, remember that time you were playing with that little animal toy thing voiced by Paul Lynde? Woof, you dumb bitch.
This is the lion. Roar.
I don't think any of our listeners know who Paul Lynde is.
Okay.
It's fine, though.
Google it.
We know.
Google it. You want to talk about the awards show a little bit? What we're going to do?
We're going to hopefully have the nominees and stuff up this weekend. The ballots will be open, and the newsers will be able to vote.
So unlike last year, hopefully what we were trying to do is put clips next to each voting choice.
Shut up, you cunt!
And so you could play a little MP3 of what this the award is for, and you could hear each clip. Right? Is that, am I understanding that correctly?
It's all correct.
Okay. So good. So
well, some aren't going to have
Roar!
Well, there's a few that don't entail a clip. Like, it'll be the best catchphrase or something. Okay. So there's no point. You know what it's like.
Roar!
And that lion will be appearing at
That's
our
definitely
show.
At the...
We'll have new songs, musical numbers, a very special celebrity host, and lots of celebrity...
Roar!
All right. Settle down with that.
Yeah, really.
I want to take that and like replace the MGM title card of the lion.
Are you going to dress up like a lion and go...
Roar!
Before every live video that we put up on the site?
Shrinkletown says, that sounded like the missing vocals from Rob's Thrash It or Trash It pick. I like it.
Roar!
Okay.
So, awards probably roughly a month. right?
Yes, March 23rd, I think, was when we might be doing it.
There's a whole spate of weeks where one of us will not be here. One or another of us will not be here.
Yeah.
So the next time that we're all here, I think.
Well, next week we'll all be here.
Yeah, but I mean,
but
yeah,
after that starts
getting dicey.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be here though.
Oh, okay. Great.
And Sean will be here alone doing the show.
Me and Sydney.
What? Okay, why are we playing Doom Riders?
Wait.
Oh.
Roar!
Roar!
Oh, come on, say it already! Did I go past it? Yes. Because you have a heart of a lion. I've totally ruined it.
Yep.
There you go. Quickly.
Roar!
All right.
Yeah.
That was worth it.
Totally worth it.
Wait, I don't know if this is news to you guys, but Groban has the same name as me. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, Sean.
You're related by first name.
It's true.
But
yeah, well, same father.
He has a different last name.
Right.
Groban.
No, it's not Groban.
I'm kidding.
He's just impersonating Josh Groban.
Very well.
It's not his father.
What? His father? What are you talking about now?
I don't know.
Let's wrap it up.
Sean, who died and made you program director?
Wrap it up was my job. Not anymore?
No.
You gave yourself that job.
Okay. Let's wrap it up.
Son of a bitch.
Okay, let's stay on the air for like another 10 minutes so it's so awkward.
That's what it's going to be.
No.
I'm thinking about our fans.
Well, we've talked about everything.
Okay.
So what are we going to play out?
We're going to play out, as usual, as is our wont to do, a song that was an artist that was mentioned on the show. And it's going to be a surprise to all of you, except Sean, who's looking over my shoulder. So we'll see you next week.
Ta-ta. I don't hear it. I just don't hear it yet.
It's loading.
Your air blocker.
Roar!
Oh, we've heard this already.
This is the lion.
going on but to know. And what a piece of shit I am. Have you ever thought what I've been through?
Mamma, mamma. Mum.
No, I greatly disagree. Darren's penis. Come on, baby, make it hurt so good. Sometimes love don't feel like it should to break it. Hurt so good.
Darren! Darren!
That's so sad.
Wow, I can't believe this is the end of the show.
Hello there. I'm Peter Steele. You might have heard the news about me and my recent career change. Well, it's true. I grew tired of my old lifestyle, pumping iron in the gym every day, writing sensitive, brooding emo lyrics in my Brooklyn love nest, and slapping broads around with my abnormally huge penis, once seen in Playgirl magazine. After some introspection, I found the perfect career for someone like Peter Steele, driving a school bus. Yes, that's right. If you're lucky enough to be a parent residing in Monmouth County, you could have your children driven to school by an upstanding citizen like Peter Steele. What does this matter? Well, after 2 months of driving these adorable little rugrats around, I realized music is still in my blood. That's why I've joined up with my star-studded A-list of friends in the metal industry to bring you Peter Steele and Friends Present The Wheels on the Bus, a compilation of songs heard on the bus driven every day by Peter Steele. You'll hear great songs like Mary Had a Little Lamb by my good friend James Hetfield.
Mary had a little lamb. Ooh, little lamb. Little lamb. Mary had a little lamb. Fleece was white as snow like coke.
And then you gotta have the alphabet song with my good pal, Pomeraya of Slayer.
A. B. C. D. D. H I J K L M N O P U R S T U V W X. Now I know my ABCs. That's how I want you to sing with me.
Then, of course, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. By Dave Mustaine of Megadeth.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. James Hetfield, you think you're a big star, don't you? Well, you're not. Dave Mustaine's a real star. I'm so sick of you kicking my dog, my cat, my pet gecko. I'm gonna find you, James. Let me do it's not gonna be pretty. I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm done with this stupid song. Screw all of you. Yeah.
Of course, there gotta be a little banana phone with Rafi and a friend I just made, the Iron Sheik.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Fucking bullshit.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Fucking bullshit.
I so appealing for us to get together and sing.
No, like, son of a bitch.
And it won't be a Peter Steele Presents album without Peter Steele on it. So here I am singing The Wheels on the Bus. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round. Kids, can you shut up? You're ruining my flow. This is Peter Steele. I'm a singing professional, and you're ruining it. Why did I allow these dumb children to be on my song? I'm Peter Steele. I'll kill you. God, I hate stupid children. Pick up my album, Peter Steele and Friends Present Peter Steele. Peter Steele, Peter Steele. In stores, Peter Steele.
Raw!